And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. You'll like this title. Hey, Dad, can I? That's the title of it. Hey, Dad, can I? Yeah, we'll get to that. Oh, Russell Shubin going to be joining us. Director of Christian Outlook joined us to review the best of the best of the best of the best of Christian Talk Radio. We're going to ask this question. You'll have to answer it. Are you impressed yet? Ooh. And then we'll close it out with today's Facebook post, which we missed yesterday. We'll get it done today. Restricting God?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. We do have Russell Shubin on, so we will be talking politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. Was that Rerun who did that? Hey. I think that was. Anyway, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Only 3 weeks left. Just saying. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. That's pretty obvious. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump announced today he'll immediately halt payments to insurers under the Obama-era health care law he's been trying to persuade Congress to unravel for months. Mr. Trump said the subsidy payments did not benefit anybody other than health insurance companies.
The insurance companies have made a fortune. That money was a subsidy and almost, you could say, a payoff to insurance companies. And what we have to do is come up with great health care.
And he dared Democrats to act on his proposal.
What would be nice if the Democratic leaders could come over to the White House, we'll negotiate some deal that's good for everybody. That's what I'd like.
At least a dozen states plan to sue the federal government over the decision. Attorneys general from California, Connecticut, Kentucky, Massachusetts, and New York are among those announcing they'll file lawsuits in federal court in California. On Wall Street, the Dow by 31 points, the NASDAQ rose 14. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, you missed yesterday's meeting. You said you'd be there.
True, Mr. Employee of the Month, but yesterday was opposite day, so when I said I was going, I actually meant I wasn't.
Wait, opposite day? So everything you said yesterday had the opposite meaning?
Right.
So, wait, when you told me you didn't have pink eye...
I actually have a raging case of it.
And when you said you finished the Q3 reports...
Haven't even started them.
Oh, well then, that must mean that when you were asking for a raise, you were really asking for a pay cut.
Touché, Mr. Employee of the Month. Touché.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. But if you want Employees of the Month, go where smart local job seekers find good local jobs. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster employees everywhere. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. My name is Dave. I'm just saying. You know, of all the names that they would pick for that goofy commercial, they'd have to pick the name of a king. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know. I tell people I was named after a king. It's not true, but it sounds impressive. All right. This segment brought to you by Alive Solar. Adam Hamill handling not just solar. You got some solar needs. You got some solar questions. You got to get in touch with Adam. But also handling Excalibur Roofing's work in doing the best roofing in the city of San Diego. And you know what? He told me they are slammed. You know what a good sign of a business is? Being slammed. I mean, that's great. If you want to talk to Adam, you can go to AliveSolar.com. If you want to talk to him about solar or roofing or any of that, now Alive Solar covering all of it, covering the consultation, installation, and the roofing and the solar, and he might even teach you how to bake Twinkies. Hey, that's impressive. Give him a call, 760-877-4759. 760-877-4759. Okay. Going to talk about what's bugging me. It just happened. Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. E. coli Termite.com. 800-332-BUGS. Okay, got it. All right, here we go. It's my wife. It's her fault. You know, that's a great saying, is it? It's my wife. It's her fault. So my wife and I, you know, we're going to Texas. There's 3 weeks left in the show. And so we're going to Texas in 4 weeks. And we're not, you know, here we go. The kids are really excited. And I think the grandkids are excited. They will be when we're there and probably babysitting them all the time. Anyhow, we're working on a house. The whole thing's working out really, really good. Apparently, there's these divine appointments all throughout, and the people that are renting us the house live in Escondido, believe it or not, but they lived where we're going, and then they went from there to Escondido. They've been in Escondido and Texas, and where we're going in Texas, they're already there. We're going to get together for just kind of a get-together, though they don't want to meet Levi. I don't know why. So we're getting together, and all that's great. So my wife said to me today, she did it. She pulled out the card. she said, "Huh, all that worrying for nothing card." Now, I want to say that there were some moments that I was like, boy, this is a huge move, right? It's a big move to go from state to state. We're taking advantage of the opportunities that have presented themselves. Pretty cool. But my wife pulling out that card today, I simply indicated to her, I am going to use that card on you shortly. Now, I have a feeling it's going to have to do with either the drive over or the first piece of furniture she thinks she needs to buy. So all I'm going to say about what's bugging me is when your spouse says, oh, that for nothing. Like I'm the only person who does it. That's okay. That's all right. The Lord is just. I will leave it there. I'll be merciful, kind of. All right, let's get to our first DDD. It's entitled, Hey Dad, Can I? Have you ever had, even if you're a mom, and somebody said, you know, hey mom, I'm just saying. It's like there's a parental ask. You ever notice that? Have your kids ever said, hey Dad, can I? And then they fill in the blank. Can I borrow the car? Can I go here? Can I stay out? Can I sleep over? Whatever. Zechariah 10:1. I'm going to relate this to God as a father, and not just as an earthly father, which some of you have a problem with your earthly father because they're not the best father. You're not talking about an imperfect parent when you're talking about God. You're talking about the perfect parent, which, by the way, God identified himself as a father. So for all the people that are going, well, God doesn't really have a particular sex. Well, his communication to humanity is, I'm a dad. So I wouldn't tell God what he is or isn't. I think he gets to tell us who he is. That's really how that works. Zechariah 10:1 says this, ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who makes the storm clouds. Doesn't that seem pretty obvious? Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who makes the storm clouds. You know what you can ask God for? Ready? Get ready. Get ready. You can ask God for rain. What? Yeah. You know what's amazing? You can ask God for anything that is appropriate. Now, you can't ask God for dumb things that you can consume upon your flesh, but rain is not one of those things. And having your bills paid is not one of those things. And having somebody to journey with is not one of those things. None of those things are bad. Lotto numbers, check your heart. Come on. Oh, come on, I'll give God 90%. Well, I guess $100 million, you give God $90 million. You still get $10 million? Oh, here's the prayer. Give me the lottery, Lord. I won't keep a single penny. Let's see, that's the prayer. Now you're in sync. Anyway, you can ask God for rain. You can ask God for whatever. Matthew 7:7-11, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Here's the key component to this. You got to ask. You got to go, hey, Dad, can I have this? Now, if you're going to ask God for something because so you can spend it on your flesh, you're just being jerky. We stop doing that. You know he's not going to say yes. It's not going to satisfy your flesh. But if you're seeking something in the kingdom or has to do with purposefulness or has to do with need, it's okay to pursue the Lord. And by the way, that doesn't mean, oh, Lord, I need a triple commission bonus. That's not what you need. But it's interesting because what we do when we ask God for things is we will limit. Here in Zechariah 10:1, God encourages people to ask God for rain. How big is that? How big is it for you to ask God for rain, and then he gives it? I mean, isn't that huge? Scripture says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God can do more and will do more than you ask. But sometimes we don't ask big enough. Again, not for your lusts, not for your flesh, but for your life. You can ask God for big. I know a lot of people think that God has a thin wallet and he keeps it really tight on his person. But it's because you actually think God is like that, that that's pretty much what you get, that thinness. Which is ironic, because if you think of how generous he was in giving Jesus Christ, you would never think that. You know, it's funny. Luke 12:32 says, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." God loves to give to his kids. But his kids, they don't have arms big enough to receive. They don't have expectations large enough. They don't have faith that's in sync with the quality of God. When you come before the Lord in prayer, right now, let's say you're not praying. In the next hour to the next 48 hours, when you come before the Lord in prayer, get bigger in your ask. It's a great sales element in business. You know, you can ask for the small orders, but you can ask for the big order at the exact same time. You might not get it, but you might. It's like the idea is to just go bigger. Because God is plenty big. And he loves to pour it out on his kids. But it's difficult when the kids won't even ask. I'll tell you what you should ask your dad for, whatever you need, but ask him in abundance. Say, you know, I need this. Give it to me. And every bit of it because of how generous you are. Try that. Hey, Dad, can I? You might find out the answer is yes. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then coming back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
You're investing, right? What about in your marriage?
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Trustworthy, practical help.
The Weekend to Remember just allows you to tune that marriage up.
It's like the maintenance, you know?
We learned a lot about what God really wanted.
The Weekend to Remember opens up communication.
This gives you an opportunity to talk to each other instead of at each other.
And sparks romance.
It's day one and a half.
It's been really good.
Already.
Yeah.
We view The Weekend to Remember as our weekend for us.
It reminded us that we have to have time for one another.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
It's a great investment to get away. Don't miss out on it.
Visit weekendtoremember.com for more details. That's weekendtoremember.com.
Have you seen someone who is destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait!
Cashgall, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Our next guest is the discerner of the politically diabolical and divine. He wades through the weeds of talkers so we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate, but he doesn't really like to hear the word colonoscopy. Our very own Russell Schubin.
I got chills
knowing that the man, the myth, the legend is on the phone with us. By the way, ChristianOutlook.com. Also, Christian Outlook here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Sir Russell, how are you?
I'm doing well. I got chills right now just listening to that.
Love it. Talk to me about what the best of the best of the best of the best of the best is. I know you got some tough subjects, so what do we got going on?
Yeah, there are some tough subjects, but the news is what's happening around us, and we do well to have our eyes wide open to what's happening in the world around us. We begin this week our program with a look at continued look at what happened at Mandalay Bay and at the concert venue and the most lethal shooting in the nation's history. And Alex McFarland talks to us about really what we learn about human nature and evil. And we are still, they're still sorting through the details of what happened. They're sorting through the timeline of what happened, but this story will not go away. And we're going to continue to need to face it and face the aftermath of it. That is all these families that are missing somebody that they love so dearly. We take a look at what's happening in Hollywood, and really it's Harvey Weinstein in particular, but in many respects it's Hollywood itself that's been exposed in this scandal, from Harvey Weinstein, the co-founder of Miramax and the Weinstein Company, and one of the most high power figures in Hollywood, who's simply put, his evil deeds have been brought into light, and it makes you question so much, especially because there seems to be so many that knew about what he was up to for so many decades, and yet it still went on. We hear a beautiful story of conversion. Isik Abla, a young woman from Turkey who came here as a Muslim and in a very abusive marriage, and as she walked that path, in God and His providence, put a Christian woman in her path, and then she got employed by a Christian employer, and then she says, and then this Jesus started looking very attractive to me, and today she's a convert to Christ. And telling her story, and it's something just layer upon layer of beauty in what happened in her life. And then our own Kevin McCullough talks to our own Eric Metaxas about Eric's new book, Martin Luther. It is just simply titled, his book is called Luther, but listeners, if you're not familiar with, you ought to be. This is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Martin Luther has been labeled by many, and rightly so, the man of the millennia. And the really the man who gave us the modern world in so many respects, shaped modern Protestantism, shaped the evangelical tradition. Even for those that would not label themselves as Reformed, they too are indebted to Martin Luther. And a beautiful story, well told by our own Eric Metaxas, and one that you'll be hearing more about as we head continue through October.
Wow, man, that you got a lot of stuff there, and that's some good theological stuff right there. I mean, that I like that you're getting into the Reformation, 500 years of the Reformation, and Eric Metaxas, who's a great writer. And by the way, that is the one guy you have a lot of these authors that we'll have on. He's a great interview. He just does a really good job. So when I talked to him the last time, he was in the tree trying to get his cat. It was pretty funny. It was just like, what are you doing, Eric? He's like, I'm trying to get my cat down. It was hilarious. All right, let's cover, though, I mean, the two big stories. Obviously, Las Vegas is just is a story that, of course, won't go away. I mentioned this to you the last time, but each side's hoping that the guy turns out to be, you know, an extreme leftist, an extreme right guy, la, la, la. And nobody's, you know, just dealing with the reality. And we just talked about this in the last segment in Matthew 7:7-11, where Jesus goes, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your kids, it's like nobody is really accounting for, hey, we're not basically good with some evil, we're evil with some good. Yep. And I think nobody is just like, look, this is society in rebellion. This is mankind and civilization in rebellion to God. Period. I mean, that, you can't get away. And what do you think is going on? Why is it so difficult for people just to go, yeah, just evil?
Well, I mean, because and this might be a little bit of a recap of one of our earlier conversations, but we by instinct, we return to our moral categories when we see when we see evil unleashed like this. So we want to find some explanation outside of it. And just today I heard of one report that there was an autopsy done on the shooter and a look at his brain, and there was apparently nothing abnormal in the shape or structure of his brain that would seem to account for what he did. But it's yet one more it's one more illustration of where we are as a people. We want there to be some explanation outside of the desperate condition of the human heart, outside of the personal work of Jesus Christ. That's what we're up against. And when we look at broad sweep of history, the amazing thing is that there's not more evil unleashed. You know, those who have their grandparents and elder parents still alive that were the World War II generation, they saw evil unleashed in that period of time. But what is amazing is that things are tethered as much as they are. And this man was evil, pure and undefiled. And what we saw was, you know, evil on display.
Yeah, now, and that's good, and I'm glad you recap that, because it's important for people to grasp that, you know, science tries to give the answers, but when you can't find the answer in science, which oftentimes you can't, you know, there is a greater context of human existence than just the science of it all, and this is definitely a satanic connection, definitely an immorality plan, definitely a rebellion against God, process and result. So I wanted to kind of make that statement once again. On the heels of that, you've got this Harvey Weinstein thing, which, you know, a lot of people will call it Hollywood. I call it Hollyweird. That's fine. But there's hypocrites in regards to everything they do with women, men, sex. They're liars. They're deceivers. They're immoral. Yet Christians continue to pour money into it. How is that okay?
Well, in Christians, I guess the clarification on your point, Christians pour money into it in what respect? That is, we spend our dollars at the box office on these films. Is that your
correct
point right there?
Supporting people that can't stand us.
Yeah. Well, I think at the end of the day, when you have had, and I have had, and your listeners have had a busy week, and they're exhausted, and you just want a break, and you just want to get out with your spouse, and maybe you're carrying a heavy burden in life, and you just want a break. You want some entertainment that is takes you away and is light. Now that is my explanation, but is not it doesn't that doesn't necessarily make it right. But that is why I think it happens. Is that we are busy and stretched, pulled this way and that, and we want to take a break, and so we're willing to support things. And some of the films are, I mean, there's a whole range of them, but some of the films are terrific films,
right? Correct.
With bad people behind them, and some of them are films that we ought not to be supporting because of what is actually on the screen. But there's compromise upon compromise, but we ought to be hoping, as this gets exposed, listeners ought not be turned off by whatever the yuck factor of this. This is people who know people who worked in Hollywood. This has been the known secret, and if it doesn't change as a result of this, then you have to be even more concerned for us as a people. This is an opportunity for a cleansing of sorts. It may not be a complete and comprehensive cleansing, but there are many, many women who are innocent and who have been damaged as a result of this man and this sort of behavior in other spheres, that it ought not be the case. And especially when so many people have known about it, and it's been, I don't know, a wink and a nod, and you just kind of, you go on, and people are afraid. So listeners should not get turned off by this. They should be hoping that justice prevails, and that there can be a healthier environment, and hopefully something that would result in healthier stuff on the big screen.
Right. I think that's a big play right there, is to say, look, this is a result of you guys kind of going wild. You need to rein it back in. I think this is why people are so mad about the football process, because typically football is simply an escape. We're not looking for it to be a political venue. We're looking for it to go blah, blah, blah for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever the case may be. And I think people are, without them saying it out loud, exactly what you said, I think they're more angry that you can't just sit there and watch a game without having something come up. Like, look, it goes back to Laura Ingraham's, shut up and sing kind of thing. It's like, yeah, there's a great truth to that. And then you look at all that and you think, you don't want to support it. There's some things you do. There's some great things that do take place. But by and large, if this gets them to a cleaner place, then I hope more is exposed so that it can be that much purer and that much cleaner. That's what I'd go with. What do you think?
Yep. Absolutely. We would be hoping that. And we ought not wonder, when you start to hear these stories, we complain and observe that we are a sex-saturated culture. Well, look at this. This is the power hub of the entertainment history, and this is you lift up the hood, and this is what you see. So we ought not be surprised, and thus, once again, to reiterate, let's hope that something good, that is some sort of justice, prevails here, and that it doesn't just get swept under the rug or people looking for an opportunity to say, okay, said sorry, good enough, let's move on.
Yeah, excellent social commentary, my friend. Excellent social commentary. You know, you won't be on next week, but we already told you why. We won't bring it up again. But I do want people to know, ChristianOutlook.com, it's on Saturdays here, KPRZ, 11 p.m., Sundays, 4 p.m., Sundays, 11 p.m., our very great friend, very, very great friend, by the way. That's kind of a Trumpism, very great friend, Russell Shubin. Thank you, sir. I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Great to be with you. God bless you and all your listeners.
All right, you too, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit, so you can get started right away. Just call 888 888- 631-TRADE. You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Call 888-631-TRADE. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Call 888-631-TRADE. Call 888-631-TRADE. 888-631-8723.
You know, you just don't have enough money. That's right. Your golden years aren't so golden because you don't have enough gold. You're retired and you can't get your hands on your own money. It's tied up in your house and you can't use it because now you don't have enough income to qualify for a refinance. Your house rich, but cash poor. And you still have to make those mortgage payments. I'm Rich Agostino of Park Place Funding. Let me help you make your life a whole lot better. A reverse mortgage can convert the money you invested in your home into tax-free income and eliminate your mortgage payments for the rest of your life. You're only over 62. Imagine the rest of your life without those mortgage payments and money in your pocket. So, no more mortgage payments, and I'll cover the cost of the loan. Call me, Rich, 949-547-2702, Park Place Funding. We're working to make your life a whole lot better. 949-547-2702. 949-547-2702.
CRE number 01883363. NMLS number 337745.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. The New York Times recently reported on the shameless sexual harassment of dozens of young women by the Oscar-winning movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. In his bizarre response, Weinstein acknowledged that he caused a lot of pain and planned to temporarily step back from corporate power in order to concentrate on therapy. He also promised to compensate for his wrongdoing and channel that anger, in quotes, by launching a major campaign against the NRA while pledging to, quote, make a movie about our president in order to force Trump's retirement. In other words, the guilt-ridden executive hoped for redemption by bashing political opponents rather than improving himself, implying that however badly he behaved, conservatives are even worse. He therefore embraced a classic leftist fantasy that political correctness matters more than destructive personal behavior, no matter how loathsome. Emphasizing public posturing above private conduct can't deliver either personal happiness or societal decency. I'm Michael Medved.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend, Sam Rasool. Sam's the man. He's going to be on next Thursday. Is that right? Yeah. He's going to be on Thursday. Oh, by the way, Dr. Jeffress is going to be joining us Wednesday. Decided to hang out with us for a little bit. He's got a book he's promoting, but he also kind of wants to say goodbye. So that's kind of nice. I like that. Even though I'm going to be, you know, his neighbor. Now, how funny is that? He gets in the car. Howdy, neighbor. I mean, that's funny. ThinkSam.com is Sam Rasool's website because people like me need easy. It's the only way it works. ThinkSam.com, 858-7801-SAM. It's not like a regular real estate dude. This is because Sam is not like that. If you get involved with Sam and you're doing real estate with Sam, whether you're buying or selling, he is there all the way, spending the time. If you need him to come out to the house, he will not just walk through your house, give you the value, not just based on algorithms, but on what the actual blood, sweat, and tears is, what the actual tender, loving care is. He'll tell you. And then if you don't like it, you don't even have to use him. He doesn't care. He wants the opportunity to present. And if you give that to him, you're going to find out there's a reason that he's in the top 5 real estate agents and agencies in Southern California. You'll get it. ThinkSam.com, 858-7801-SAM, 858-7801-SAM. And if it's not for you, and if it's for somebody else in your sphere of life, we say, send them to Sam. That's a good one. A lot of energy there with that. Send them to, all right, here we go. Next, our DDD, are you impressed yet? Galatians chapter, not with this show, Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. For am I now trying to win the favor of people or God? Am I striving to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. Ooh. Wowza. Number one, are we trying to win the favor of people? Now, look, there's nothing wrong with doing your best and wanting to make, you know, your contribution count and be a part of a team. Nobody's saying anything about that. But if everything you do is to curry favor with he who writeth the checketh, and you doeth it because you are just trying to gain ground and trying to put yourself in some kind of special light, there is a problem. Because the first and foremost employer you have on this planet is God. And he's watching everything, including the motives. So when we're doing it just for the sake of people praise, we're putting ourselves in a really dangerous place. Look, if God grants you favor with people, that's totally cool. But what's not cool is for us to manipulate so that we can get favor. And you might be saying, well, Dave, have you ever done that? Probably 10,000 times. But it's wrong. And I want to do it less. If other people's approval are the targets that we have, that's idolatry. Oh, yeah, it is. I remember when I was younger, and I could actually do this, I went on a fast. I could probably still do it now, but not the way I could do it then. By then, I was doing five-day fasts. I mean, I could do it. It was like, you know. Now, if I did a five-day fast, day number 4.5, I'd be in a hospital with a, you know, the water line and a food line, the whole thing. Anyway, so I do this fast, and there was one thing the Lord was trying to teach me. And I've done, you know, multiple fasts and not gotten anything. So don't get the weird thing. But sometimes when you do a fast and you do get something that's really pertinent, it sticks with you. And this was the one time where I really felt like the Lord was really trying to kind of like teach me. And I think I've done it okay. I haven't done it great, but I kind of get it. It's like the early, and this was early on in the ministry, it was speak for the author and not the audience. When you speak for the audience, you're in trouble. That's when you have politicians that will go, and I'll just use any politician, maybe a woman who ran for president, I don't know, and goes to an audience, and then all of a sudden she talks with a twang because she wants the audience to really like her. I mean, like, come on. How about speaking from the heart? Without the twang. You got to speak for the author, not the audience. You got to live for the author, not the audience. Who's the author? The author of the book. So, you know, between Genesis and Revelation, the 66 books, the 39 old, 27 in the new, the 753,000 word one. That one. 1,187 chapters, I think, between the Old and New Testament. Depends on what version, but that's pretty close. Here's the deal. If you want to please people, just do me a favor. Reject Jesus now. Get it over with. You'll just be done. If you're trying to please people at home, at work, at school, at church versus God, just reject Christ because that's what you're doing anyway. Just say it out loud. God first. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Let's get it straight. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. Come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
What do you say when you're asked about abortion, suicide, euthanasia, and capital punishment? You know how you feel, but can you share your thoughts effectively, compassionately? Do you know what the Bible says? Now you can, with the help of Pastor Philip DeCourcy from Know the Truth Radio.
Not all killing is murder. There is a distinction between taking innocent life and taking the life of those guilty of heinous crimes.
Pastor Philip wants you to have a free USB flash drive with his biblical teachings on matters of life and death. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword life.
When God dies in the mind of a culture, man dies.
Pastor Philip confronts the moral issues of our time in matters of life and death. It could help you influence others to preserve, not destroy, life. Ask for your free USB flash drive.
Log on to kprz.com, keyword life. That's kprz.com, keyword life.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Let's face it, Christian faith is under attack. Every day, someone you care about is being oppressed, ridiculed, persecuted, or mocked for their faith. How did we get here? And more importantly, how do we respond? Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick Gentempo, and I'm proud to be your host for Christ Revealed, an epic 9-part documentary series produced by David Brookwell, the producer of the hit movie Soul Surfer. In Christ Revealed, we travel the world filming apologists, archaeologists, and experts, revealing the history, the evidence, and the inspiration surrounding the Savior and His resurrection. I believe that this free documentary series, Christ Revealed, will help you and your family stand firm in a spiritually crumbling world. For 10 days, this entire series is available to you to see at no charge. For your free access to this life-changing documentary, go to ChristRevealed.com. That's ChristRevealed.com right now. ChristRevealed.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries. Good friend Steve Wheeler, I think he's in Seattle. One of the few times that he sent me a message saying he was going somewhere and I could actually pronounce the place he was going.
Seattle, Washington,
you know, something like that. But he's going to Seattle. Anyhow, Whitefields Ministry is committed to taking the gospel all over the world, committed to helping rural pastors educationally, inspirationally, financially, committed to bringing clean drinking water to villages that use cesspools as their reservoir systems. That's pretty sick. And committed to helping network between the different ministries and the different churches. They've got some great things going on working with some of the biggest ministries in the world. Oh. They got some hot things going on. If you want to read some testimonies from pastors who have been blessed and are just sharing their testimonies on the things God's doing out in the field of missions and out in the field of church planning, go to whitefields.org and check it out. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Steve will always ask you. He fills in for me. He's my substitute host. And I'm the one that asks him to do it. He doesn't get paid for it or anything. Anyway, he always asks the same thing for Whitefields. Just pray for us. We just want to make sure we're doing what the Lord wants. I love that attitude because, you know, they can do that kind of manipulation thing. I mean, I've seen some of the videos Steve has taken. It's easy to use that for manipulation. He's not doing that. He's like, just pray for me. I just want to do the right thing before the Lord. Like, okay, there you go. That's a man of God who's got a heart for God. Like that all day long. That's the way it should be. Let's see. Romans 15:30. Join me in my struggle by praying for me, Paul said. You can join a struggle by prayer. Very valid. And then when those prayers get answered, by the way, you rejoice. It's kind of a cool thing. All right, let's do our Facebook post. This was from the other day. I didn't get a chance to share it, so I want to share it now. It's called Restricting God. Restricting God. I think that many of us do that restricting God thing without trying, without thinking through why we're doing it or what we're doing. 1 Samuel 14:6, then Jonathan said to the young man who was carrying his armor, come and let's cross over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. Perhaps the Lord will work for us, for the Lord is not restrained to save by many or by few. Perhaps the Lord will work for us, for the Lord is not restrained to save by many or by few. This really connects to our very first segment when we were talking about asking Dad, hey, Dad, can I? Because we need to ask larger. And here, it's kind of looking at it from a different lens, but the same subject. Because what we do is we have this restraint on God that we have placed on God because we don't think he can do it. Because when the question came up to Abraham and to Sarah, is anything too hard for the Lord? There was a reason that question was asked. And that's because they were operating and, yeah, we think there's something too hard for the Lord. And here, Jonathan's like, look, the Lord is not restrained. You see, we restrain God by our logic. Well, it doesn't make sense that I can take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and feed 5,000 men. That's just not logical. Okay, watch. Here's God's response. Ready? Here's God's response. I'm going to speak for him. You're going to speak for God? Yep. Ready? Don't care. That doesn't mean he doesn't care. Well, that's not logical. Too bad. Because when heaven breaches into earth, when heaven's power tears into the fabric of the current societal system, miracles take place. And God is not bound by physics. Everything's bound by physics. No. Everything is not bound by physics. You think, well, isn't the Lord restrained by numbers? Look, that it right here in the passage. Perhaps the Lord will work for us. For the Lord is not restrained to save by many or by few. In Gideon's case, he used 300 men to annihilate over 127,000 people. There is no way that can happen by the numbers. No way. I make $1,800 a month. My rent is this. My car is this. My bills are this. I don't have enough. Yet God can take that which you have and make it more and can do things that you cannot even fathom. But if you don't want to believe him, then just be stuck. God is not restrained by human resources. I do not believe that God heals people in every circumstance that people are prayed for. But of course not. Even Paul left Trophimus in Miletus sick. I mean, it's just like, okay, that ain't happening. Okay, that healing wasn't happening. And I think Paul had a pretty good handle on praying for people. But it is not a requirement then to not pray. And God has healed thousands of people throughout the ages. So why wouldn't you? It's beyond human resource. Great, let's ask God. Because sometimes that's what it takes, a miracle. We've talked about that 100 times. Are we restricting God? Have we dropped God in a box and said, you can't go out of this? This is all we got. God is not restrained by logic, by numbers, or by human resources. So why do we restrain? Why does our theology restrain? Well, it doesn't fit. He's not restrained. You know the doesn't fit part? That's the whole problem. We're trying to fit God. Isn't it funny when a finite being tries to put the elements of restriction on an infinite being? Isn't that the dumbest thing ever? Yes, it is pretty dumb. Thank you. Let's do better. Let's not restrict. Let's have faith that's wide open. Because nothing is too hard for the Lord. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then our good friend Marty's coming on, and then there'll be more. Don't go anywhere.
Well, there is one who is faithful and true. He's a prince, he's a warrior, and brings life to two.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.